True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And there's strikeout number 8 for Ranger Suarez. That'll end things here in the 7th.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get back to all your calls on Topper, Castellanos. It's really more about Topper today. I mean, Castellanos, he was in the game. He was put in the game. He got 2 hits. He was left and right field. He made a great catch to finish it. But Rob Thompson, going back on what he's put a precedent out a couple days ago, which was Castellanos should be replaced for defense. Didn't do it last night. I think every one of you that defended Topper should be disappointed today, because that was a manager just saying, I guess we don't have to do it tonight. That doesn't make any sense to me. But, Hugh, here's what does make sense. Every time I watch Ranger Suarez pitch, since his first start, he had a tough first start when he came back against Arizona. Everyone since then has been basically excellent. I mean, he's pitching right now like an all-star. He's pitching like someone that might make his second straight all-star game, which is pretty incredible because he missed the first 5 weeks. But if he finishes strong in the last 4 or 5 starts, he's got a real all-star case. And Hugh, the more I watch him, it is getting tougher and tougher for me to just kind of wrap my mind around the idea that he's not going to be here. Like, he's almost forcing them to have to want to re-sign him. Hugh, what are you feeling on Ranger? Because this is, he's been excellent his last
pitching,
2 months.
He's pitching like somebody who wants to get paid.
He's pitching
like somebody who was not, wasn't going to go to the bullpen because he wanted to show you his worth.
Oh, so you're a term for the starter. I told you so.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. He's showing you his worth.
Yes.
And he's been super clutch the last couple of outings that he's had, man. And you look at that, and the Phillies have a decision they have to make. Now, this is where it gets a little tough, Joe. It's because this team is a little older. And I think going into this, the reason why they ran it back, because they wanted to see if they can get it done with this group. And the reason why they've been kind of standing pat as far as the decisions or non-decisions that have made about some guys that are up for contracts,
yep,
is that they want to see how it's going to play out. They don't want to be hasty in their decision-making because, you still got Andrew Painter waiting in the wings. You don't know what's going on with Aaron Nola, in his injury and everything. So they don't want to be hasty in their thinking. But when you look at the way Ranger's pitching, one of two things could potentially happen. He could become a guy that you want to sign to a long-term deal, or he could become a trade piece.
So I don't think they could trade him. I mean, there's only a month, a month and 12 days till the trade deadline?
Mm-hmm.
How could they trade him right now?
No, I'm just saying, because that was a conversation that was had early on.
So I've removed that, though, and I was okay with that. Like, if you told me they get a good piece back, and he's a free agent in B, and you mentioned all the other arms they have, I think a lot of us would have been okay a month ago. Hey, if we can get an outfielder, if we can get a lockdown reliever, we'd just swap Ranger for him. I can't trade him right now, Hugh. I mean, he might be their second best starting pitcher. I mean, like, he is
looking like it.
He has. I know Luzardo was that the first month or so, right? 2.5 months. But then he had the couple bad outings. He was only okay this past week. Ranger Suarez, his last 8 starts, 53 2/3 innings pitched. He has a 1.17 ERA. He looks dominant. He looks like the guy he was last year before the injury, right? The first 2 months of last year, the guy that became an all-star. So let's workshop this a little bit. Would you extend his contract right now? Would you try to sign him right now?
Yes. Yes, I would. because I don't know. Like right now, you know, you got Andrew Painter waiting in the wings. I don't know what's going on with Nola. Has anybody said anything about Aaron Nola?
Well,
how he's doing?
He did say last weekend it's going to be 2 months.
Yeah. So yeah.
But he also stunk when he was pitching.
Yeah.
I would let it play. I mean, we know last time we had this debate. Obviously, I was not in favor of signing Ranger Suarez. My voice got a little out of whack when we
signed Ranger to a long term deal.
No, he's not worth it. Long term deal. Yeah, that was last time. I think I'll keep myself composed this time. I still would let it play out because Ranger really hasn't had full seasons of excellence. But I'm open to the idea of re-signing him now. I'm not against it anymore because I've always liked Ranger. I just didn't think he fit into the long term here. I just was like, where is he going to pitch? You know, long term, they have Wheeler for at least 2 more years, or I guess just 2 more years. They have Painter for 6 years. They have Abel for now for 6 years. They have Nola for 5 more years, which doesn't seem great right now, but that's his contract. And they have they have Sanchez for years to come on that long-term deal. So I kind of got it in my head that Ranger was gone, and it was a matter of, do they let him walk? Do they trade him away? But Hugh, this guy's too good to just, he's too good for me to say, whatever, if he's gone, he's gone. He might make a second straight All-Star game. We were looking before the show today, and I couldn't find, and if someone has a memory of this and you could tell me, I'd love to hear it. I can't find ever a Phillies player that made 2 straight All-Star games and then was allowed to walk away. I mean, it's just, I can't find it. And Ranger right now looks like an All-Star. Kyle, I thought this guy was as good as gone, and I don't know. I want to keep him.
He's becoming untradeable.
Yep.
I would say that. He looks like he could potentially be their second best starter when it comes to an October rotation. I mean, the guy's just pitching out of his mind right now. He looks like the Ranger from the beginning of last year, which I think you could argue is the number one most positive development for the Phillies this season in terms of like World Series chances. I would say I'm not extending him right now, though. I feel a similar way that I do with Kyle Schwarber.
Wait.
Like, if he's pitching so well right now, it feels like he's pitching for that next contract. Why would I'm not rewarding him for that just yet. I would rather keep him pitching this way.
Keep him hungry.
Yeah, throughout the whole season and maybe into October. And then also you protect yourself from him potentially getting another back injury, which derailed him last season for, you know, whatever reason. I know Hugh had his theories on it, but I mean,
why?
But that could, could throw the whole thing out of whack. Like if you extend him and then he hurts his back again and it's a recurring back issue, that's a huge, that's like a nightmare situation. So, I mean, look, if it ends up that he goes to free agency and he secures a long-term deal with somebody else, I can almost live with that more than I can live with the Schwarber thing just because of the wealth of starting pitching that we have coming up. And just like on the team in general. So I think it's almost like the perfect scenario to let him play it out through free agency.
I got to say, and we don't say this around here often, and he may have stumbled into it with his reasoning. Feels like a win for Hugh. The Ranger thing feels like a big Hugh Douglas victory. I'm giving you a win on this one.
But thank you.
You're welcome. You didn't know how to take that. You didn't know
I don't. You know what I mean? I don't want to peacock around. I mean, I don't
you
have
do.
To.
I think yes, you
I know
do.
I told you so, Gillio, this morning. I just
yeah. I never said the words.
There's only room for one. I told you so.
There's only one.
But you nailed this one. Keep him in the rotation. He's pitcher for a contract. Well, now the reasoning of why he couldn't go to the bullpen.
Because he's trying to get paid.
Yeah, but like that.
Yeah, we don't care.
You stumble into a win. Take the W.
I know you don't care, but I'm trying to tell you.
Take the W.
That's a driving motivator. And them frosted tips. You ain't see his frosted tips last.
The frosted tips are electric. Yeah, this year
he's out there with the frosted tips. Got his wife back. He winning on all fronts right now.
Crux said this at the game last night, and I think I agree with him. Like, there's watching him pitch is so fun.
It is.
It's not Zach Wheeler where he'll blow one by in. He's just like, I mean, you just know Zach Wheeler just exudes greatness when he's up there. But like Ranger is so crafty.
So this morning I heard Joe compare him to Jamie Moyer a little bit.
Sure.
I see a little bit of that. Framber Valdez from the Astros, the guy who pitched against the Phillies in game 2 and 6 of the World Series, like a crafty lefty, doesn't throw that hard, but he just finds a way to get outs. I mean, it's rare that teams square him up. I know he had the error last night, but he fields his position really well. He's a gold glove kind of pitcher out there. I mean, and he's good in the playoffs. I think his ERA in the playoffs like 1-something. I mean, he's the kind of guy you want on your team. I'm with you, Kyle. I would let it play out.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. They can't trade him at the deadline.
Well,
they just can't.
The playoff thing's never been on full display more than against the Mets when he had been shaky throughout the season.
Yep.
And that was one of the most gutsy performances that you could have possibly asked for.
It felt like there were runners on base every inning.
But he was getting out of jams all the time.
It was
just so fun to watch.
He is. Great job by Ranger last night. 215-592-9494. You can chime in on Ranger. And would you re-sign him right now or let this thing ride out? I'd let it ride out. He wants to pay him right now. But
pay him.
He's untradeable at this point. They need him down the stretch of the season. Hopefully he stays healthy. And, of course, Topper, what are you feeling after last night? I think if you were a big Topper supporter yesterday in the whole Castellanos saga, you should be disappointed because Topper told us a couple nights ago that he thinks their best defense is without Castellanos late in the game. And then one night later, after Castellanos barks at him, he changes his mind. That, to me, is a manager that is just going with the wind. Like, that's not consistent enough, and I think you should be disappointed in Rob Thompson. Right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And, of course, your guess is for Hughes Clues. Pair of tickets in line. Phil's Padres, July 1st, a fireworks night. We're going to be at the game. Hugh, the first clue was this person is a unique individual.
Unique individual.
Pee-wee Herman was our first guest. Not it. Ron and Monk goes up. He is a unique individual. What's up, Ron?
Hey.
Ron.
Guys.
We got Ron.
Listen, this Phillies team is like a Rubik's Cube that, like, everybody's trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even the people that run it. But I'll say this. Thompson is a guy who's along for the ride. And the ride is almost over. Okay? Schwarber is going to be going elsewhere next year. Because eventually they will not win the World Series. They'll probably get knocked down the first round. And he's going to get a beautiful offer from some other contender, get a fresh start, and he don't have to come back to this hornet's nest. Okay? And that thing, that play that Castellano got caught on that rundown,
mm-hmm.
So, you know what? You don't need to look at him. That was the third base coach's fault. Okay? He sends Boom, he stops Boom, and then resends them. Okay? So you can't put that all on Castellano.
I agree with that. It's not that one. I didn't think it was on Castellanos. Yeah, he just got caught in it.
No, it's not on Castellano. First of all, it's on the third base coach. Okay? And did you see the play that he made out there at the end of the game?
Of course, yeah.
That's what he's been doing. That's what he's been doing since he got here. I'm shocked, but he's held down right field. Now, I want to talk about the B word, all right? So can we talk about the B word real quick?
What word?
Well, the Boom word.
Oh, I
know what he's talking about.
What did the Boom go for last night, Joey? How'd he do?
He had a few hits.
That's it, Joe? A few hits?
I mean, what do you want me to do, put him in the Hall of Fame?
Joe, you better start puckering up.
Oh, stop.
Okay?
Stop.
You better start puckering up.
We do this every year with Boom. Every year.
No, you don't go through this every year. But you got a short memory, dude.
Memory?
Since he got up here, he's been the second best hitter next to Harper since he got here up until last year.
Stop.
Okay? Now he's finding his stride, and he's going to hit the rest of the year. He possibly could make the All-Star team.
No.
And I'm not listening. Listen, there's nobody on this team that I would hang on my wall. Nobody. There isn't even, in my mind, there is no all-star on this team. You know what I mean?
But Schwarber. Schwarber and Wheeler are all-stars.
Nah. Schwarber's striking out a lot again.
Oh, come on.
You know, no. You know,
he's got over 20 home runs, an OPS over 900. What are you talking about?
I need more than 45 home runs to be an all-star. I'm sorry.
By the way, Ron, you tell me I would not do this every year. Alec Bohm's OPS is 744. His career OPS is 743. We literally do this every year. He's the same guy.
Joe, you can go up and down the lineup with this.
You want me to pucker up on Bo?
Look, I know why you're picking on him. I don't like the way he behaves, Joe.
Right.
But guess what? You can't be dishonest about the kid's bat because he can hit.
It's an okay bat. It's an okay bat at third base. Okay.
Oh yeah. He went to the All-Star game.
You sound like Hugh over here.
I mean, he did go.
You're egging him on.
Well, I'm putting you in charge of this. You're going to be driving the bus on the Boom thing.
Oh, then we're driving right into a lake.
I want you to pound him like a tent peg every time he goes against Boom. Pound him.
I would have rode him until he told me no. Yeah, that didn't.
Yeah,
you up to the task? You up to the task? You driving the Boom bus? And you should drive the bone bus. You want to be a bone fan. We all see it. We all know it. You listen to Ron. Drive the bone bus. Drive right to the All-Star game.
I got the answer.
Two of you guys could stay there. Yeah, what's the answer?
I have the answer for the menagerie that is Hughes Clues.
Goodness.
I personally noticed a guy. He's got one testicle. His name is John Crux.
That is a unique person, yes, Ron, and then very interesting detail to add to that.
Unnecessary.
A lot of things you could say about John Crux without using that.
What?
Yeah.
Just move on.
Yeah, it's a medical thing. Just move on. We don't need to go there. I think he's right. It's not John Crux, by the way. John is unique, but that's not the answer. Hugh, I think he's right. You should drive the bone bus right to the All-Star game. See who hops on with you.
I'm trying to move forward. Okay, that's fine. Let's just do that.
Are we
going
to do what they say
can't be
done? All right. That was way too much information.
So it sounds
short time to get there.
Well, we got to get the social team on this. Hugh and Bohm in a bus heading down to Atlanta for the All-Star game. You get to go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, I do. I had a ball with
Hugh and
Bohm
heading to Bucky's. And then you get to
skip your neighbor. You should come too.
No, Skip can't come. You know, they got a Bucky's.
You can't go back.
They got a
Skip.
Bucky's not too far from the stadium. It's like 20 miles outside.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it might be a nice little road trip.
You should do this. And then you could tell us he's a two-time All-Star.
Like, it all depends. If we get out there and we get the voting, you know, because you get the vote as many. You get like five votes a day or something. No, I'm just saying.
He deserves to start the All-Star game. I mean, what do we do?
Trey might need to go.
I think Trey has a case to make the team. I don't think he's going to start, but he's a case to make the team. I mean, you're the one that wants Bohm to go. I mean, you should be pounding the table for this.
I just pointed out the fact that he went last year.
Yeah, well, that's you point that out as if that has anything to do with anything.
But you know, all stars do care a little bit of cachet,
Well,
I mean, they do. I mean, I understand. Listen, it's not lost on me that every team is represented in Major League Baseball.
Well, it seems like it is lost.
No, it's not. It's not. But he was on a good team and he went to the All-Star game. So that has to count for some, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had eight members go to the game.
Yeah, they did. They were deep. They were deep last year.
But you like to bring up the Bohm one as if that's
No, I'm just saying I didn't bring it up that time, Ron.
I mean, you bring it up with Tobias Harris, dude.
No, I'm just
congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Weren't the Detroit Pistons in the playoffs this year?
No one cares.
Were the
20 teams make the NBA playoffs?
Were the Sixers in the playoffs?
First of all, how dare you?
No, I'm just saying. Were the Sixers in the playoffs?
No, they suck.
He went to a team, and you want to parse it, he went to the team, and they made it to the playoffs when he was there. The year before he was not there, they didn't make it to the playoffs.
I don't give a shit.
That's just the fact. That's the fact. I'm just... just pointing out the facts.
What about context? Okay. Context. Like the Cade Cunningham kid took
that
a leap.
CJ drop. You just couldn't wait.
What are you talking about?
It fits our show so well. I mean, it's just every day with this crap. All right, Paul in Downingtown. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, man. So we're actually talking about two of my favorite Phillies. I love Ranger, and I feel like I've been defending Castellanos since the day he showed up. But if we can do anything to sign Ranger, I'm a big believer in him. And if there's a chance, I'm worried about other contracts and the ability to sign this guy if we don't do something now. At the same time, I understand the motivation to keep him pitching. So I'm kind of split on it. But I think if the Phillies have like a, I don't want to say team friendly because I don't, but if they have a way to sign him now, if they have a way to get him, I think they'd be foolish not to. To let that arm walk, I think would be a really silly thing to do.
Paul, I agree before you make your next point. And I think the difficult thing is to figure out how much money he's going to get because he's a unique pitcher. I mean, speaking of the word unique, he was on Unique today.
Yeah.
I don't look at Ranger as a guy that's going to get $100 million, but you know, I'm sure his agent is like, hey, look at this guy's ERA, look at his production the last 4 years, and you look at the last 2 years, Paul, his ERA is like 3.1 since the start of last year. So I don't know what his market is, but if they could get him on something like, I don't know, 3 years, $60 million, I would do that right now. I think that might be worth it.
100%. I agree with you. And as far as Castellanos goes, I think he gets the short end of the stick like a lot. I was a fan of his when he was with the Tigers, but I understand. And I wish that, I know he's a prideful guy, but someone has to be able to sit down with him. And I think Castellanos is a team guy. And someone has to get through his head
that he is the slowest option in the outfield. And it's not that he does a bad job of catching balls that he gets to. It's not that he has a rag arm. It's that somebody else on the team can prevent a ball from being a double, prevent a ball from being a triple that he can't. They can catch a ball that he can't. And I really believe Nick wants to win. And if you approach a prideful guy, you know, from the aspect of this is what's best for the team, swallow your damn pride.
Swallow it.
Swallow it.
So I think it's interesting the way you frame it. Yeah, the way you framed
it. He acted like a baby the other night.
He did.
It really ticked me off.
You know, and I think it's interesting the way you framed it, like talk to him, show him. Paul, there was a story back in the day when Derek Jeter was a free agent, like with the Yankees, and they were trying to re-sign him, maybe let them test the market. He didn't know he had become a below-average shortstop. Like, they had to show him. Like, I think people assume these players know what they're good and bad at. I'm not sure. Right. I think Castellanos, because he's prideful and he's been an everyday player for a long time, I think he believes he is a good or above-average outfielder. And, Paul, I don't know if he thinks of it like that unless they show it to him. So I understand why he was upset the other night. Like, hey, that's my spot. Yeah. Why are you taking me out now?
That's why I think it needs a sit down. And that's why I was really disappointed, like, with the mixed messaging. Like, when you're doing something as a group, you know, where you have individuals involved, consistency is very important. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter if you're talking about a classroom setting or a team setting. Consistency is important, and you can't waffle. You know, you just can't do it. And, you know, so I'm disappointed from a lot of aspects with what happened, you know, last night in terms of, you know, not making the defensive replacement, not maintaining that consistency, you know. But the big thing is like, I really believe Nick's a team guy. And like you said, like, he is prideful. And I think he does believe that, like, he can do it. But someone really needs to sit him down and break the reality to him that he's the slowest option. End of sentence. Own it. Understand it. Act like a team guy.
Paul,
that's all there is to
it's
it.
A good point. All right, Paul, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Hughes Clues, a unique individual?
This is crazy because we don't know live, dead, male, female, but I'm going to go with Flavor Flav. Just because
Flavor Flav is, I mean, that's unique. Paul, appreciate the call. Not it, but
Paul was mad at the clues.
Well, of course he was.
Oh, he'll be all right. I'm just saying
because people want to win the prize.
They do, but you don't ever get it. You don't never get it on the first guess. So y'all need to stop being. See what's happening is this: y'all get mad at the first clue, and I'm just going to make them worse. Just going to make the first clue even worse.
So you're going to be petty now.
Oh, super petty.
Okay, well, now we got to get a second clue. Hopefully this one is actually a decent one. All right, your phone calls and all this. What to do with Ranger? Sign him now. Let
him
play out.
Too.
He was mad.
He was like, I don't know if he's alive or dead. It don't make no difference. Just give a guess.
No, I don't think he meant you're alive or dead. No, the person.
The person. Yeah, he didn't know if he was alive or dead.
Well,
don't make a difference.
That does help.
It don't.
It means doesn't help.
It just means you need to open your mind up and think. Just think outside the box.
Yeah, but it cuts it off. If you say they're dead, they're dead.
Or maybe, like I said yesterday, let the sacrificial lambs go first.
Yeah, I think Hughes in clue denial.
I know. This is like Castellanos. He doesn't realize how bad it is in the outfield.
What are you talking about?
And it's, I guess we're a topper. We're letting him get away with this.
Yeah.
I need to bring the doctor's outfit back in for you and his clues.
First of all, I give great clues.
Nope.
You just have to think outside the box a little bit. You got to think outside the blocks.
Yeah, you're outside the blocks. You're outside the blocks. All right. Do you feel differently now about Topper after the whole Castellanos situation? If you supported Topper yesterday, you should be disappointed.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
No,
that's what you want to say.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, because we don't have all the information.
We have every information we need.
We are going off emotion. No.
What do we do every day here?
Emotional.
I mean, like WIP.
Emotional.
He took the guy out for defense. The guy didn't get any better at defense. He left him in. And
right,
why?
I just want to say this, too. Because I don't know if you looked at your phone.
Mm.
I'm not riding the Bomer train, Ike.
You are riding the Bomer.
No, I'm not riding the Bomer.
Everyone knows you want to ride the Bomer.
He had enough nerve to send the hashtag. Yeah.
Everyone knows deep down you're a Bomer lover.
I'm not riding the Bomer. And slather Vaseline on me.
All right, another clue as well. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team
feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mick Jagger, right?
Whoa. Whoa.
It's Mick Jagger? It's not?
That's an L.
Who is this?
I'll give you one more chance.
I have no clue.
Dude, you don't even have a guess?
Got a guess or no?
I'm trying to think, because to me it sounds like Mick Jagger.
It's not Mick Jagger.
Tom Petty?
Oh, man.
I think it sounds more like Mick Jagger than Tom Petty.
I would agree.
Doing that.
I think you're going to get ridiculed for this in the chat.
I probably will.
You should.
This ain't the Beatles, is it?
It is the Beatles. Yeah.
Stop playing. My bad. It's like, it ain't like this ain't the first time I screwed up
no,
a Beatles song.
No, it's not. You usually do, yeah. That's okay. You had a win earlier this hour.
Yeah.
I mean, how many wins are we going to give you one day?
I mean, that one for Hugh is rare anyway.
We don't give that very often.
I win every day. Every day.
I'm not sure. All right. 215-592-9495. I know who lost last night. Well, on the field, it was the Marlins. In general, it was Rob Thompson, though. I mean, if you support her, and you, I mean, I'm not looking at Kyle, but I mean every one of you out there.
You might as well be.
Every one of you out there that was very heavy-handed and Topper did the right thing yesterday. Well, where are you now? Like, what do you feel today? Because, yes, they won the game. That's awesome. And Castellanos made the catch. Awesome. It was a fun moment last night. But the bottom line is, two nights ago, Rob Thompson made a decision. He thought his team was best if Nick Castellanos is not on the field for defense in a close game late.
Yes, he did.
Nick Castellanos barked. He didn't like it. They had obviously words about it. Nick had to have a game where he was benched because of it. And he gets back in there, which that was obviously where this was headed, right? I think we all expected Nick to play yesterday and to hit in the middle of the order. And he hit, and he made the catch. But the same situation played itself out in the ninth inning. Save situation. Defense, and that's a huge outfield in Miami. That's one of the biggest outfields in baseball. That's a hard outfield to play.
You got to get on your horse.
Yeah. And Topper, instead of doing what he knows is right, what he told Castellanos, I felt like I had to do two nights ago, he went the other way, and I feel like he lost all that leverage. I just, there's inconsistency here with the manager, and to me, that's disappointing. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where'd you come down? Like, what was the feeling? Disappointed? Where were you on Topper? Because that was not what he preached two nights ago.
I was disappointed, Joe, no question about that. But at the same time, I try to be understanding about the position that Topper was in. And, you know, you're the manager. You're trying to navigate these different egos and everything like that. Mm. And he said something to the effect that it all depends on the moment and how he feels in that moment. And right. I just think last night he was trying to give Castellanos a chance to redeem himself. And he did.
Company stuff.
Do you have something in your mouth, dude?
Yeah, I got
We are on the air.
I'm sorry. I thought it was, you know. Man, tasty though. I didn't feel like taking it out.
I can tell.
I didn't want you people to give them any,
well,
any ammunition. But
I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? We kind of a little bit of operation.
But nobody would have known if you wouldn't have said nothing.
Well, I mean, I noticed it like right away when you started talking.
So. Did you?
Yes. Why do you think I said something?
I don't know, because I thought you saw me shifting it in my mouth, trying to,
excuse me,
from one side to the next.
Can you clip this 45 seconds? This is how we get the Marconi. This is how WIP wins the award. This is it right here.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I think that's if we had to submit 45 seconds audio.
I ain't even supposed to be here today. I'm doing y'all a favor.
You chose to show up.
Hey. Since you're here, you decided you're going
to
mail it in.
I ain't supposed to be here today.
You know, when you choose to work on a holiday, you can't just half-ass it.
I'm just saying. This dude ain't supposed to be here. You calling me out for a mint. What you doing?
This might be all-time spin stuff. You know, actually, it's a holiday today, so I didn't have to show up.
I'm going
to
mail it in. Pop this mint.
There's more Nick Castellanos and Hugh Douglas than together. Like the same. There's pettiness.
You are.
I told you so.
What are you talking about?
I mean, couldn't you see Castellanos going out there in the outfield and making an error in the ninth? So I'm not even supposed to be out here.
No, you don't even want me out here. He wouldn't do that.
Well, deep down, he would think it. He would think it. All right, I need to hear from the people out there.
Oh, my goodness.
If you have a mint, please spit it out before we talk. 215-592-9494. Or would you come down on Topper? I just feel like if you supported him yesterday, you should be disappointed. I'm not surprised we're here. And frankly, I expected it. I thought he'd be on the field in the ninth inning. But I did. I had a Hugh Douglas reaction. Like, very interesting. It's very interesting that he's out there.
I find it fascinating.
No, he's on the field.
Because you look at moments like that, and you're just trying to figure out.
Spit the damn mint out.
You still have it?
Okay, fine. But you look at moments like that, and I try to just take a deeper dive instead of just looking at it from the surface. I feel like a lot of times, you know, y'all just want to look at the surface of things. And I'm like, okay, what led to this? First of all, this is the range of emotion I went through. Okay. The irony was that he was out there in a similar situation. I get that part. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, I'm thinking maybe what he said wasn't as egregious as I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And then you start thinking about being in a managerial spot. How are you trying to get the most out of your coworkers? And maybe, you know, he felt that in that moment he was trying to let him redeem himself, because at the end of the day, you're going to need Nick Castellanos.
So I think there could be something to that, but he didn't. You say redeem himself. Like, he wasn't pulled out of the game on defense because he did something wrong on defense. He was pulled out of the game because Topper doesn't think he's a very good defender anymore, right? He didn't say that, but that's what it is.
Well, it sounded like that. This is how I read it. It sounded like that was part of it, right? But then I think the thing that got him benched that we kind of missed
was the words. Yeah, sure. And then they had it out, right? He said he apologized and he put him back in, right? I think he should have played yesterday. He's still one of their best nine players, and his bat helps them win more than it makes them lose, right? Like I'm all for I think everyone wanted Castellanos back in the lineup yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see, you know, their fourth outfielder. I don't need to see more Rojas at bats. We have seen enough of those over the years. But the defense thing, that's where the whole point of contention came from. Castellanos was upset. He was pulled out of the game for defense. Then that led to everything. Topper made a decision. 2 days later, he changed his mind. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, let's go to Bruce, who's up on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, almost afternoon.
Afternoon.
We'll call it an almost afternoon. Morning. Yeah, it's still morning, but.
man, I tell you, you know, Joe, I'm glad that you actually are talking about this because, you know, this problem. And I'm going to use a fancy word. You know, the issue with Topper's leadership is a microcosm of the leadership problem with the Phillies. This is another facet of why the Phillies are going to be struggling this year as long as he's there, as long as the hitting coach is there. I tell you, I mean, this is just one more instance, and this is the reason why the Phillies they'll have their winning streaks, but it's another problem that's going to be persistent because he doesn't have total control over the players, and there's no yep. clear leader amongst the players to say, hey, you know, you need to get it together or chill out or do whatever you need to do and put a cap on your frustrations. That doesn't exist in the Phillies. It's like nilly-willy, we'll do with it what it may whenever the situation comes up in his brain.
It is a lot of nilly-willy. I mean, it is. It feels like it.
Yeah. So, and I just don't see – I don't see any end to it. I don't see – even when Bryce comes back, he's not really – I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a Philly fanatic leader. Nothing against Bryce. I mean, I love him, but pandering cheap. But I mean, he's not a true leader of the team. I don't see who is.
Well, I think it's Schwarber. I think it's Schwarber. But the players run the show. I mean, that's Rob Thompson. Any thought we had that he was in charge, I think it went out the window this week. I mean, that's not where we're at right now. All right, Bruce, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Exactly. Okay, so. So with that said, I kind of went back and forth here on this. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts. I mean,
Jalen Hurts. That's not a bad guess.
Well, what's his whole thing? His brand, breed of one, right?
Breed of one.
That makes you unique, right? Your breed of one.
Yeah.
That's not the answer though. It would fit this week though. A lot of Jalen talk on the station this week. Mm-hmm. Have you guys?
the heavy breathing cop. About to happen now?
Well, we do know this. Afternoon show counting down the top 11. I believe we get into the top 5 today. Is that correct? We know Jalen hasn't been listed yet. He will be listed.
Yeah, he will be.
And he'll be on the overall list.
Of course.
Because I guess the vote was 50% of us here and 50% of the listeners. And most of us here at WIP had him on our list somewhere. So he's clearly going to make the top 11, the official top 11. But it sounds like he's going to be top 5.
What percentage of the listeners do you think have him top 2?
Too high percentage, whatever that is. A significant percentage. Yeah.
80%.
Which is ridiculous.
80%.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I know it's your top 2. I'm calling yours ridiculous. It's just not better than Barkley or Wheeler. I mean, it's just not.
I'm not about to entertain this conversation today.
Because you
both know when this starts where it's gonna go.
He's just not a better player than Barkley or Wheeler, right?
Why are we going down this rabbit hole what it's gonna do?
Well, our caller brought up Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
But now here we are. And you know, we could have just kinda let that go.
Yeah.
But you couldn't.
I can't. He's not as good as Barkley or Wheeler.
You could
actually here's why I can't let this go. I'm upset at all of you out there that have made me have to be
heavy-handed.
Well, heavy-handed when I like Jalen Hurts. This is your fault. I mean, everyone out there that is ridiculous, it's your fault that I have to bring some sense
talk about my spin. That was epic spin.
Well,
right there.
I believe this. Ready?
That's just like when you get an ass whooping from your parents and they're like, you know, you made me do this. You didn't have to whoop my ass. You didn't have to get the switches out on me.
Well, that's a lot. I'm not going to pull that on anybody. But I will put you in your place when you put him too high on the list. I mean, I think that the heaviest Jalen Hurts discourse this week has really been because the people that want to now support him heavily have gone too far. I mean, that's all. I mean, if we could find some sort of middle ground here.
He's number
apparently
two.
Not.
That's not middle ground. Middle ground. I think if you have him between 5 and 9 on the list, it's fine.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, you have him 1, 2, 3, it's ridiculous. I don't agree that he should not be on the list. I don't agree. He should be on the list.
He definitely should be on the list.
Yeah, we find some common ground there, you and I.
Yeah.
It's just the Hurts people, and I have a theory on this. Have I told you?
What's your theory?
So some people have painted me as a Jalen Hurts hater. I'm not. I was one of his first fans. I think the people that are the strongest on Hurts now, it's a guilt thing. They didn't like him.
You think they're trying to course correct?
They're course correct. The people that I think are the strongest on Hurts now feel like morons because they thought he couldn't play. And now they're like, well, geez. He's the best quarterback in Eagles history. I got to say he's the best player. No, that's not true. He always could play. You were wrong in the beginning, and now you're wrong now. I mean, that's unfortunately where we've gotten to. No one can see this thing clearly. Ray in Pensgrove. What's up, Ray?
Hello, how you doing?
Ray,
hey, what's up, Ray?
What's up?
Not too much. I just want to bring up one quick point
mm-hmm.
that I haven't really heard anybody bring up yet.
Okay.
Topper How long has he been a bench coach in the majors? Like almost 30 years?
Well, he was like a field assistant early, but he was a bench coach for a while. Obviously here with Gabe with Girardi, and then he was with the Yankees all those years with Joe Torre. Yep.
I think that is the biggest problem. I think he's an awesome X's and I's, you know, X's and O's go, but I don't think he can manage people. You know what I mean? I don't think – and Joe, I swear to God, I'm sticking up for you for the last 2 days. What the hell was that – you bench a guy to tell him that he's, you know, you took him out of the game because he can't play defense. You see that catch he made last night?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame Nick for doing what he did and everything else. And it ain't like it was 2 years ago when he was swinging out, you know, at everything in the dirt on the outside and striking out and everything. That guy's actually pretty good, man. He, you know, and I just don't agree with the way Topper handled that at all. And
well,
now,
yeah, and Ray, to your
worry about a locker room thing.
Yes,
you know?
And to your point on it, like, If Topper has decided, and Ray, it's his prerogative, he's the manager, that he doesn't think Castellanos is good enough in the outfield anymore late in the game. Whether or not you and I agree, that's okay, he's in charge. Then he's got to stick with that. Like, you can't change your mind a day later because the guy got upset. Like, what are we doing?
That's my point, yeah. I think he lost – I hope not, but I think he might have lost the clubhouse on that one. Yeah?
I'm curious, Ray, how did he lose the clubhouse? How did he lose the clubhouse with that move?
Just because of maybe disrespecting Castellanos like he did. I mean, Hugh, I love you too, man. And by the way, my guest might be you for the unique
person. That'd be a spin.
No, it's not.
Himself.
But, I'm just saying, the guy's there every day. He plays ball. And it's like the coach made an example out of him, but only for like 12 hours. Back to, you know what I'm saying? I played, and I'm not a professional athlete by any means. I played football and baseball from the time I was 7 until high school, all the way through high school. And I played with a lot of coaches that I respected a lot more than the head coach or the manager. You know what I mean? And that's what I think is going to happen now. I don't know who's under Topper, but I'm worried about when Harper comes back, are they going to listen to him more than Topper? You know, and then you're going to have a real problem.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think can of worms has been open. Ray, man, we appreciate the phone call.
See, I don't know if I believe that because – And you know, we're trying to put a timeline on the message and everything. It doesn't need that. I think that we're looking at this in the wrong way. I think the message was sent, the message was received, an apology was given. Let's go win a baseball game. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. I think a lot of times, man, that you know, this is where the road between reality and sports kind of veers off because we're making a big deal out of the fact that it wasn't over 12 hours that he got reprimanded. I remember being in a game where I came to a meeting late, right? And I had to miss the first quarter. And you probably don't even remember because it was never – nobody ever said anything about it, but I came to a meeting late, and I had to miss the first quarter. That killed me. You know what I mean? And the message was received. And after that, I never missed another meeting. So I say all that to say this. It doesn't have to be, you know, I'm going to do you like this the next time or the next time after that. Castellanos probably got the message.
I disagree. And I understand your point. But the benching may have sent a message. Maybe he won't mouth off again, right? Maybe that won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
He sent a message to the team that he didn't think Nick was one of his three best defensive outfielders. And he changed that 2 days later. Let me use Trey for an example. And I want to make sure I say this. Trey's been better this year at shortstop, right? He hasn't been so bad that we got to get him off the field. But Trey's not a very good defensive player. We all know this. It's been 3 years of watching him.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If I'm just putting myself in Trey's shoes, let's say in the playoffs or down the line, big game, August, Topper says, Sosa, go play shortstop in the ninth inning. And if I'm Trey, all I know I got to do is be annoyed at Topper, and the next time I'm going to go right back in there. He set a precedent that if you don't like the managing, you get annoyed, and I will change my managing. To me, that's not managing.
I don't believe that was the case. I mean, I know what it looks like. The optics of it lead you to believe that is exactly what happened, especially when you talk about the fact that he was out there in the same similar moment. But I don't think it was that. I think what was probably the most egregious thing that happened is what Cassiano said. And that's probably what was the catalyst. Like there probably was a conversation that was had about benching you in this moment and all this other stuff. And Cassianos was probably on board with that. I think that it might have been speculating here that it was something else that triggered the benching.
Well, yeah, but the defense thing—that's where I'm stuck at.
Yeah, like, I know you. Yeah. I know you are.
It's inconsistent managing.
It's one of those things that what Topper has done and what he did for me, and this is why I was disappointed, is because you talk about the similar situation and we don't know what the conversation was, and you kept him out there. That's the problem, because it does look like, to your point, that he didn't know what he was doing, or he caved in this situation.
Yeah, or just it also maybe feels like he wasn't even sure of himself the first time. Like maybe he said, you know what, Nick was right. Nick was right to be wrong. Maybe he's not as like, it just are you in charge or you're not in charge? Because otherwise, let the players run the team. All right, before we go any further, you only gave out one clue so
one
far.
One clue, today. So I get to give
and out obviously
next
it's not hitting. You know, people aren't there yet. They did. The last guess was you, which would be. Have you ever done that? Have we ever had you as the Hughes clues?
Mm-mm.
Pocket that for one day. Then that might get people. Go ahead. What do you got for clue two?
This person has a distinct voice, very distinct voice.
So it's a unique person in terms of personality and
yes.
a voice.
Yes, right. He has a distinct voice.
So it's a he?
I said he?
You said he.
I did.
Okay, so he has a distinct voice.
He has a distinct voice.
All right, well, I think now you've at least given something to the people. That first clue,
that's
I don't
how
know
it usually works when you do Hughes clues.
Oh, trying to tell us
I'm just, you know, all this ridicule and hate and vitriol that I get.
I don't think it's hate. I think people
vitriol.
Well,
they want better clues.
People want a chance, and they feel like sometimes you're not giving
them a chance. I did give them a chance.
Well,
with the first clue, is a chance.
No.
Individual's very unique. Makes you think a little bit.
You know, like in batting practice, they lob it over the plate so the hitter can get some good swings?
Yeah.
They just want you to put it over the plate.
I did put it over the plate.
Sometimes those first clues are almost like you're rolling the ball to the plate. Like they can't hit it.
Like a spring training pitch.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to do that. I knew as soon as you said that, you teed him up for that.
You know what? It is on brand. It is totally on brand for Hugh. All right. 215-592-9494. That is how you operate. We do have a pair of tickets today. Phillies and Padres to give away. Go to the game with us. 6:30 first pitch on Tuesday. July 1st. It's a fireworks night, by the way, after the game. Xfinity Fireworks. Tickets, phillies.com. We got a pair to give away today. The correct answer to Hughes Clues will win that. All right, where you come down on Topper? And if you were defending him yesterday, I need to hear from you today, because a lot of people are like, oh, Topper, he knows what he's doing. He's putting his foot down. Well, then 12 hours later, it's like, well, Nick, you can play right field, even though you stink at it. I mean, it's just crazy what happened yesterday. Great catch and a nice win last night. The Phillies out just one game out. So that's all good, but I need to know where you come down on Topper. Do you are you disappointed? I mean, Kyle's heartbroken back there. Are you disappointed in Topper? Also, we got to get to the latest on Ace Bailey. What the Sixers might end up doing. I'm so done with this guy. I mean, I can't believe there are still people out there that may want the Sixers to draft him. We'll give you the latest on the guy the Sixers have been probably the most closely linked to. They have the third pick in the draft less than a week from right now. Latest, and I'm telling you, it's going to annoy you if you haven't heard it yet. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans have candy cakes. The chocolate-coated cakes with creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Crimpins are a light sponge cake topped with rich icing. Donut lovers have options for days. You got the frosted mini donuts. You got the powdered mini donuts. And who can forget the delicious dipping stick flavors? I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Except no substitutes.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.